Hey, welcome back, Lazy Parenting Squad. First up, if you haven't listened to yesterday's episode, be sure to pause this one, go back and listen to that one first. I want to make sure you're all caught up on what our kids' emotional tank is, who Gary Chapman is, and why it is important that we focus on unconditional love for our kids. That's what we talked about yesterday. If you're a regular listener, then let's get started. Today, we're going to dive into the first two love languages to see if one of these is our child's primary love language. And even if it isn't, we need to remember that showing them all five is important so that they understand there are different ways of expressing and sharing love and that someone else's love language might be and likely will be different from their own. I was just thinking about how valuable a lesson this is. Like, how many of us have struggled with our own partners and feeling loved or showing them our love? Often we show love in the way that we want to receive love, and the other person's love language is different. So for example, we love doing things together, spending quality time, but our partner's love language is physical touch, and we aren't showing up in that way. It makes connection hard, right? So if we can teach our children about themselves and how they receive love, and how other people in the family receive love, and that they're different, think about the difference that will make in their adult relationships. It's powerful, right? Hello, and welcome to the Lazy Parenting Podcast, hosted by me, Stephanie Kennedy, the self-proclaimed OG lazy parent. Every week, we're going to dive deep into the concept and methodology of lazy parenting, and I'll share all of my tips and tricks and strategies to help support you in this crazy journey of parenting that we are all on. So listen in, implement the strategies, and watch as your children become more independent, more capable, more self-reliant in all of their things. You'll be amazed as you watch their confidence grow and they become happy, joyful, kind, empathetic young adults ready to head off on their own, living their true purpose. Sounds exciting, right? So let's go. Let's all become lazy parents. The first love language today is physical touch. If you were to ask your child, how do they know that mommy and daddy love them? And they said something like, because they always give me extra hugs and kisses. It's likely that this is their primary love language. It could also be that they love to be thrown in the air and wrestled with, or that they love climbing up on your lap and cuddling in for story time. Dr. Chapman explains that physical touch is the easiest love language to give, unconditionally, because we can always give a hug, a kiss, even a gentle touch on the shoulder or back to provide love and support to our kids. Many parents find giving this kind of love easy, but some do not, likely because it's not their love language, or maybe there's some trauma from their own childhood that makes this foreign to them or uncomfortable for them. If this is you, realizing how important physical touch is and that it can be much more subtle than the lavish hugs and kisses might make you more able to show this type of love to your child. Chapman cites studies that show that physical touch for babies is life-changing. And I think we all instinctively know that, right? Babies who are held, caressed, and kissed develop a healthier emotional attachment than those that don't. Some ways to show love through physical touch are greeting them every day with a hug and a kiss, cuddling with them on the couch when you're watching a TV show. What about tickle fights, within reason, because you don't want to overstep that physical touch with your child? Playing touch sports, like wrestling with them, or I don't know, soccer or football, or something where you get to interact closely with them in that sport. What about stroking their hair or rubbing their back when they're upset? Even simple as giving high fives to them. And my favorite, reading stories while my child sits on my lap. And even something as simple as holding hands during family prayers. Love language number two is words of affirmation. If your child answers the question, how do you know mommy and daddy love you? With answers like, because she is always telling me she loves me. Or because when I play soccer, he says, thank you for playing so hard. Or because when I make a mistake, mommy always says, that's okay, don't worry, just try your best. While saying I love you often to our kids is important, these need not be the only words spoken. There are lots of ways to tell your child you care about them. And we need to remember that our children don't understand words when we start telling them we love them. From a young age, they're going to associate those words with what you attach to them. And when they're little, that's most likely going to be physical closeness and touch. But as they get older, we need to be careful about what words we are possibly using. Dr. Chapman points out that we need to be careful to distinguish between praise and affection, because these are not the same. Affection and love is us showing our kids that we care for them because they are our child. That's it. Whereas praise is showing them we love and care for them because of what they did. I have talked before about fostering a growth mindset in our kids and being very careful about praise and the words we use. Here, Dr. Chapman says that unwarranted praise can be seen as flattery, and your kids know you're lying to them. Constantly saying, "good job," loses its punch after a while. Encouragement is the easiest way to use words of affirmation to show your child love. Encouragement is literally us giving our child the courage to try again. When our kids are young, everything they do is something new. Our words have power to either encourage them to keep trying or shut down their attempts. Our tone and delivery are also important. As our kids get older, they can decipher what our true meaning behind our words may be. They can hear the tenseness in our voice, the stress, the anger, the disappointment we might be feeling that don't match the words of encouragement we think we might be giving. I often talk about my number one parenting strategy, catching our kids doing good. And this fits right in with words of affirmation. The more we can point out and encourage our children for the things they do that we want to see more of, the more you're going to see that behavior. This is a whole different podcast on its own, and I've talked about it often in previous episodes. But the key with this love language is to ensure that the words of affirmation that we give are not attached to any conditions. I'm going to share with you a few ideas Dr. Chapman gives in his book on how to use words of affirmation with your child. Try something new that they might really appreciate. So number one, post-it notes. Put some encouraging words on a post-it note and put it in their lunchbox. Mention something specific that you've observed. I talked about this just a few moments ago. Positive words pointing out good behavior that they did. Like, "I really appreciated the kindness that you showed to your friend over there on the playground." Number three, what about asking your child what they want to do when they grow up? You could encourage them with that. Point out ways that they could achieve those dreams. Say things like, "I think you'd be a fantastic vet." What about sending older child or your teens text messages with positive words of affirmation, telling them how much they mean to you or that you're just thinking about them? What about a special name of affection that just you and your child use with each other? A little nickname that's positive, that shows them how much you love them. It's hard to do, and I really want you to go on with the rest of your day today. Critically look at when, how, and even if you are using words of affirmation with your kids. I'll be back tomorrow with Love Languages 3 and 4. See you then. Hey, thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you are loving the episodes, please be sure to click on the podcast episode and give me a rating. Give me that 5-star rating, write a review, tell me which episode has been your favorite so far. That really helps get the podcast out there so more parents can get on the lazy parenting bandwagon and make a difference and have a more chaos-free and yell-free home. Happier, healthier homes for their kids. As well, if you're interested in following along with my journey, come see me over on Instagram. @lazyparenting is my Instagram handle. That's where you can find all of the ups and downs and the things that we're going through and where I share more tips and tricks. As well, I share daily tips on TikTok. So I'll see you over on the other platforms. Thanks again for listening.